Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Hunter of Berry Hill Farm down by Lewis. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, you're having a big event coming up this Saturday. It's called Hunter's Berry Hill Farm Garden Sale. And so we're going to celebrate berries and a whole lot more.
That's right.
So what can people expect when they come to visit you? And we're going to talk about how to find you because you are not in Lewis but outside of Lewis. But let's first talk about why would people want to come?
Oh, because we have such a variety of things here. It's become an annual sale, and this year we have 20 vendors that sell only things that are related to the garden.
And a little bit of food.
And a little bit of food, yes, we do. We do have some vendors that are selling food,
okay.
But, so it should be, it's going to be a good event.
It seems like most places we think we have to have some kind of food, and so you can go and have your lunches or take a snack, whatever. Okay, so let's talk about some of the different kinds of vendors, because, I mean, goodness, when you talk about 20 vendors related to gardening, some people think pretty narrowly about that, but not for your garden sale.
No, we have people. I'll give you some examples. We have like Kent Eukin. He's going to be there with his barn board things that he makes for the garden, gates and benches and those kind of things. We have Benjamin's Treasures, and he brings out bird feeders, squirrel feeders, all kinds of things that for feeding animals in the in your garden. And Sharon's Crafts, she makes glass yard art, which looked beautiful in a flower garden. Margene Hill is going to be there, and she's going to bring out fresh asparagus from her asparagus garden.
Ooh.
I know, it's really good, and it's a bargain compared to what you pay for it in the store. And then we have Darwin and Lori Johnson from Walnut Creek Acres, and they're bringing out some wonderful jellies and things they make from all the fruits they have out there, and then they grow a lot of herbs that they make dip mixes, and they're going to have samples of that. We have Betty Otten from Lewis that's going to be selling hostas. We also have, I lost my place now. We have Relay for Life that's going to be there selling cotton candy to raise money for Relay for Life. My Hunter's Berry Hill Farm is going to be selling pies, all kinds of berry pies, homemade. Ice cream, blackberry ice cream, some blackberry cookies, and some blackberry muffins. And then I will also have bedding plants and flowers that I'm going to be selling. Green Acres Garlic is going to be there, and he's going to be giving out samples of things he cooks with his wonderful garlic, and it's 100% garlic, and he has minced and dried garlic.
Sounds like we can just go around from booth to booth and have a little tasting as we go.
Good. And then if you really want to eat lunch, we have two ladies in a trailer are going to be there, and that's Terry Johnson and Vicki Green, and they kind of do this on the side, and they are known for their wonderful pork tenderloins. And this year they've expanded their menu, so they're going to have chicken on a stick, homemade French fries, funnel cakes, nacho supremes, and walking tacos, and just a bunch of wonderful things.
Choices.
Yep.
Lots of choices.
You can carry around your food and go to all the vendors.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that some folks are going to be there selling cotton candy, which, you know, just sort of blows my mind. I always think that's, you know, that's fair time and so on, but you can have that anytime, and that their profits are going to go to Relay for Life. So
that's right.
A nice addition.
That's going to go to Relay for Life.
And then is there anyone else there that's doing this, you know, for another purpose?
Yes, the Red Oak Lions Club is going to be there, and they're going to be selling the pop for the event.
Okay.
And that goes to Lions Club Project.
Right. And we know that Lions do lots of good work locally, but they also support national, international projects. So
that's right.
When you support the Lions, you're doing a lot of good for a whole lot of people.
That's right.
Oh, you mentioned earlier that you're kind of featuring yourself with blackberries, but I want to talk about different kinds of berries. And, some people only grow red raspberries, for instance, but there's so many varieties to choose from.
There is. We have red raspberries, golden raspberries. We have about four or five varieties of blackberries. We also have some gooseberries. We have purple raspberries, too. I forgot to tell you about that. We have aronia berries. We have a lot of different berries and a lot of different varieties of raspberries and blackberries. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you mentioned gooseberries, for some people, that just brings up a lot of old-time memories.
Yes. Gooseberries have been around for a long time, and you can get the tame ones like we have, or they have the wild ones, which are smaller berry, but seem to be even tarter than the domestic ones.
And, and I hear people say, my grandma used to go out and pick those, and it takes forever to get enough to make a pie, but they just love that pie.
Oh,
so,
they do.
It's fascinating to me because that's not at the top of my list, which also we talked about the golden raspberries, the red raspberries. Why do I like the golden ones better?
The golden ones are the sweetest raspberry you can get. The sugar count in them is pretty high, and there's not as much, well, I don't think there's any tartness to them. They're really a sugary raspberry.
That explains it to me.
Yeah, a lot of people like those.
And then I talk to other people who've never even heard of them.
Yes, a lot of people say, I've never heard of that.
Right. And the ones that I've seen are a little bit larger, usually, than the red raspberries.
No. Yes, there's a couple different varieties of the yellow golden raspberries, and one of them is usually a little larger than the red raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have lots of raspberry plants, lots of care. But I was at a home the other day, a garden, where she had just probably a couple of raspberry plants. And she was saying, I didn't get those trimmed back. Could I still trim back those canes that are sticking up there?
You can. It depends on the variety that you have. You can either, like for instance, the Heritage Red Raspberry, you can either mow those back or you can cut them back, and you can do that either in the spring or the fall, but it affects your crop. Like if you mow them in the spring, then you'll have more of a fall a crop than you will a spring, of course, and vice versa. If you mow in the fall, you'll have more in the spring. But but you still can, as long as you don't have a lot of, if you don't have leaves and they're still somewhat dormant. You can.
And this year, that may be true. I mean, things are finally popping, but my goodness, there's still some things that haven't quite shown up yet. So every year is a little different.
That's right.
Now, what about fertilizing? Is that something that you do on a regular basis?
We do. We try to use organic fertilizing and we, like there's, now it's escaping me, it's a like a fish oil kind of thing that you can put on there. It doesn't smell too good, but
it does the job.
but it does the job. And there's a lot of different organic materials you can use now compared to what we, what you used to have. There's a lot of choices that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we better remind folks how to find you. They're going to come to your sale this Saturday and see all these good things and taste all these good things. How can they find you?
We are 2 miles east of Lewis, off of Oxford Road. We are 600 Street, which is 63748 600 Street. And if you are coming from Lewis, you would go 2 miles east on Oxford Road to 600 Street. And turn north, which would be left, and that gravel road that we're on is like our driveway, a long driveway. We are the only house. You go down a little hill and up the little hill, and we're the only house there. Once you get past our house, it's a mud road.
Nothing. So, all right. Nothing. I'm guessing you might have a sign on the corner, too.
Yes, yes. I will have a sign out there on the corner of 600 and Oxford Road, okay. So you can't miss it.
Okay.
And I'll try to have my cell phone on me that day so that if somebody has a problem finding it, they can just give me a call.
And that number is?
It's 402-679-2707.
And what are the hours for this event?
It's from 10 to 2.
All right, 10 to 2 this Saturday at Hunter Berry Hill Farm for all kinds of goodies to eat and to take home. So we want to thank you very much, Karen Hunter, for visiting with us.
Well, you're welcome.
And until next time, here's a thought. Everyone needs to hear it. That is, you're right.